You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSE, our weekly conversation with Sarah Rigg, On the Ground IPSE project manager, writing online stories for Concentrate Media, focusing on impactful and positive things happening in the Ypsilanti area. Welcome, Sarah. What'd you write about this week?
I decided to catch up with some local youth summer camp organizers to find out what they're doing. Last year, a lot of them got canceled or went virtual. So just wondering what they were doing this year. So I touched base with three different summer camp programs to talk about how they're handling COVID precautions and what they have on tap for the young people this summer.
And one of those people you interviewed is joining us. Would you like to introduce her?
Yes, I brought with me Liz Garaba, who is the manager of college and career readiness for Washtenaw Community College, which is the organization that runs summer camps at Park Ridge Community Center on IPSE Southside.
Welcome, Liz.
Hi. It's great to be here.
Tell us about the summer camps that Washtenaw Community College oversees.
Yes, so this summer we are back in person and we're really excited. We are going to be doing a six-week program and we are calling it a summer learning experience. And the reason why we're calling it a learning experience is because we really want to highlight the academic instruction that our teachers are going to be providing our kids. Given the pandemic, we know that there is a gap with our students as far as academic achievement. So we want to be sure to give them some academic support this year. And we are bringing certified teachers to work with our students in math, writing, and reading. And our camp is going to be running Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Friday, we're going to have fun field trips. And we're going to be working with students between the ages of 6 to 12 years old. And we're capping out at 32 kids, just given the COVID restrictions. And we're going to start our camp July 5th and run through August 13th. And we're doing a theme-based camp. So we're going to be having themes around animals, transportation, heroes, health, photography, and growth out week.
Let me ask you, what is the difference between a summer camp and what sort of sounds like summer school here?
So traditionally, Park Ridge Community Center, we've had more of a summer camp with a little bit of instruction for academics with our students. But this year, we realized that our students really need academic support. So this year we have some certified teachers that are going to be working with our students, and we're going to put the emphasis in the morning on learning and then have more fun enrichment activities in the afternoon.
And where do the kids come from for this?
Kids can come from wherever. We are looking to serve any individuals between the ages of 6 to 12, and they'll come to Park Ridge Community Center for our summer camp learning experience.
Which I'm assuming did not take place in person last year?
We had a hybrid program, so we had some virtual components, and then we had some in-person days with just a few students at a time.
How excited are you that you're going to be in person this year?
We are all excited. The kids are excited, the parents are excited, and the staff, we're super excited.
Are there different themes for the camps you'll be holding?
Yes, we are going to do a theme-based camp this year, so it is going to cover animals, transportation, heroes, health, photography, and growth out week.
Are there any openings or are all the positions filled already?
We still have openings, but we are limited to only 32 children. So it's really important that people who are interested register today.
And Sarah, what other camp programs did you write about this week?
So I did not cover every single summer camp offering in the area. I just picked three to kind of represent what's going on. So I talked to Washtenaw County Parks and Rec about a couple of their programs. They always do a playground camp in the Ypsilanti area, and this year it's a little smaller than usual because they had to cap the number of kids, but they didn't have any at all last year. So they have a couple of locations where they do, usually it's centered around some kind of community center, church, or playground camp. And then there's also a camp at Rolling Hills, the water park in Ypsilanti Township, which I'm sure would be really popular with a lot of kids. I would have loved that when I was a kid. And then the other summer camp program I wrote about was something that I don't think we've ever covered before, which is the Ink Stains Summer Writing Camps, which is actually sponsored by EMU, their Office of Campus and Community Writing. And that's going to be a virtual program this year, although it has been in person in the past.
It's called Inkstained Summer Writing Camps, and who can participate in that?
It used to be just for middle and high school students, but it became so popular that they've opened it up to grade school students, too. So it's for children ages grade 3 through 12.
Who did you get information about that from at Eastern?
I talked to Ann Blakesley, who is part of the Office of Campus and Community Writing, and also her daughter has been to the Inkstains camp in the past. And then I talked to Angela Knight, who is the camp director for Inkstains.
Is it creative writing or learning how to write a term paper, or what will they be focusing on?
So it's driven a lot by the students and some of the programming. It has to do with what the students want to know, but it's more around creative writing, creative nonfiction, poetry, fiction.
I think you also mentioned they have a writing marathon.
They do. Doesn't that sound like fun? So in person, they would go around EMU's campus. They would find a place, and there'd either be a writing prompt associated with the place, or they'd just be inspired by whatever they were seeing and hearing around them. And then last year when they went virtual, they sort of recreated that with Google Maps. And so they would pick a place anywhere in Michigan or around the world and create a writing prompt. And so the students could look at pictures of these exotic locations or cool places in Michigan and be inspired to write.
Did you find that a lot of them are going back to in-person camps this summer?
Yes. For the most part, most of the camps are going back to either in-person or some kind of hybrid model. The Inkstains was the only one I talked to that was 100% virtual this summer.
And back to you, Liz, to wrap up with Washtenaw Community College's Summer Learning Experience Camp. I see something in Sarah's article about a gross out week. What is that about?
Yes, we find that our kids really like gross things. So they like slime. So that's one of the activities we'll be doing with our students, so they get to make slime. We find that our kids like to manipulate and create fun, gooey things. And we really like our kids to be the center of our programming. So we always ask our kids what they want to learn about or do. And slime is always a hit. So we thought we'd take it one notch further and find some other creative activities to do with them.
Who doesn't love slime?
Right.
Right. Anything else, Liz, you want to get in about your summer learning experience camp?
Just that it's a great opportunity, and I hope that people will take advantage of it because we put a lot of work into it. We have great partners. We talked about Washtenaw Community College, but we also are working with Eastern Michigan University and University of Michigan Telling It. So definitely check out our program. And if you're available Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for your children to attend, we'd love to help your students. Help your children really connect with our teachers and help them with their academic goals.
That's Liz Garaba, Washtenaw Community College Manager of College and Career Readiness, and Sarah Rigg from On the Ground Ipsy. Thanks to both of you for talking to us.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you for